Lesson 60. Belong. Why don't you take this book home with you after the lesson?
I don't take that book home with me after the lesson because it doesn't belong to me.
Who does that pen belong to?
This pen belongs to me.
If a factory belonged to you, do you think you would be able to make a lot of money?
Yes, if a factory belonged to me, I think I would be able to make a lot of money.
Throw. What am I going to do?
You're going to throw your pen at the window.
Do you think you could throw a stone farther than I can?
Yes, I think I could throw a stone farther than you can. Or, no, I don't think I could throw a stone farther than you can.
Dead? Alive? Is Napoleon alive today?
No, Napoleon isn't alive today, but he's dead.
If you went to bed very late tonight, would you feel half dead tomorrow morning if you had to get up early?
Yes, if I went to bed very late tonight, I would feel half dead tomorrow morning if I had to get up very early.
Is it pleasant to see a dead person?
No, it isn't pleasant to see a dead person, but it's unpleasant.
Do most people feel alive when they have some unpleasant work to do?
No, most people don't feel alive when they have some unpleasant work to do, but they feel half dead.
Drop, go without. What am I doing?
You're dropping your pen on the table.
What's the pen doing?
The pen's dropping on the table.
If you dropped from the top of a very high building, would you die?
Yes, if I dropped from the top of a very high building, I would die.
What's the longest time you have ever gone or been without drinking a drop of water?
The longest I have ever gone without drinking a drop of water is 24 hours.
Happen, assassinate, unusual. What would happen if I dropped a glass on the floor?
If you dropped a glass on the floor, it would break.
What happens when you fail an examination?
When I fail an examination, I take it again, or my father stops my pocket money.
What happened to President Kennedy?
President Kennedy was assassinated in 1963.
Did anything unusual happen to you yesterday?
Yes, something unusual happened to me yesterday. Or, no, nothing unusual happened to me yesterday.
Still, yet, in progress. Still we use for something that is in progress at the moment, whilst we use yet for something that has not begun or happened. For example, it is still winter, it isn't spring yet. It is still 1988, it isn't 1989 yet. It is still Monday, it isn't Tuesday yet, etc. Still we generally use in positive sentences, whilst yet we generally use in interrogative and negative sentences, but not always. We must learn when to use still and when to use yet by practice. What's the difference between still and yet?
The difference between still and yet is that we use still for something that is in progress at the moment, whilst we use yet for something that has not begun or happened. Still, we generally use in positive sentences, whilst yet we generally use in interrogative and negative sentences, but not always.
Give me some examples, please.
It's still winter. It isn't spring yet.
Has the lesson finished yet?
No, the lesson hasn't finished yet. It's still in progress.
Have we finished speaking yet?
No, we haven't finished speaking yet. We're still speaking.
Have they gone home yet?
No, they haven't gone home yet. They're still here.
Has the spring begun yet?
No, the spring hasn't begun yet. It's still winter.
Will you still be in this room after the lesson has finished?
Yes, I'll still be in this room after the lesson has finished. Or, no, I shan't still be in this room after the lesson has finished.
Clean, dirty, dirt, know of. Are the bottoms of your shoes clean?
No, the bottoms of my shoes aren't clean, but they're dirty.
When our shoes are dirty, what ought we to do to them?
When our shoes are dirty, we ought to clean them.
Which do you think is the cleanest city you know of?
I think Zurich is the cleanest city I know of.
And which do you think is the dirtiest?
I think my city is the dirtiest.
Which do you think is less unpleasant? The dirt of the city or the dirt of the country, of the farm, etc.?
I think the dirt of the country is less unpleasant than the dirt of the city.
To be afraid. Do you remember if you were afraid of the dark when you were a little child?
Yes, I remember I was afraid of the dark when I was a little child. Or, no, I don't remember if I was afraid of the dark when I was a little child.
Would you be afraid to go round the world alone in a small open boat?
Yes, I would be afraid to go round the world alone in a small open boat. Or, no, I would not be afraid to go round the world alone in a small open boat.
What do people do when they feel very afraid?
When people feel very afraid, their eyes open wider, their bodies begin to shake, etc.
Guard, on your guard, off your guard. What's the best way to guard against becoming ill?
The best way to guard against becoming ill is to eat healthy food and sleep well by going to bed early, etc.
Must you be on your guard when you buy something from a man standing in the street?
Yes, you must be on your guard when you buy something from a man standing in the street.
Why?
Because what he sells us will perhaps break in a few days, and perhaps we shall not be able to find him again.
What's the opposite of on your guard?
The opposite of on your guard is off your guard.
Calm quietly. What's the best way to calm somebody down when he's very angry?
The best way to calm somebody down when he's very angry is to speak quietly and pleasantly to him.
Are we having calm weather at the moment?
Yes, we're having calm weather at the moment. Or, no, we aren't having calm weather at the moment.